of Steam Steal and Murder, back again with our usual game. This is episode 44 that was played about a month ago as of this recording. I'm a wee bit late in getting this out to you, but with any luck, we still have an audience out there wanting to hear these recordings. We have no new emails or comments to report, so we go right into the show. Here is episode 44, part 1.
Crashy program.
What program's that?
The Skype recorder for Windows. Oh. He never promised anything, but he never said it was stable.
The program's not working for you these days?
It's just the editing I have to do, and it annoys me. So I use both now, right at the moment, just because I'm trying to get something. Skype recorder's crashed again. Right.
You know, before I went to Powergrammo, I just used the mixer. And did a straight recording way.
I don't record on different. I record to just the one, just the one channel with Powergrammo. I need the more expensive edition to do too. I don't want to pay.
I've got the more expensive edition, but I don't record on two channels anyway. It eats up a massive amount of room. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Afternoon.
Hola.
No reporter.
I'm giving her a few minutes to get on. She signed up, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm. In which case, I have a chance to make fresh coffee, seeing as I drank the one I made earlier.
Get your caffeine fix.
Yes.
Yes. Sweet, glorious drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
While they're gone. Look, damn it. We settled this. We have to kill the fake deer.
But it could be possible that there's like this many Teslas, there could just be more dares waiting to take the place.
Look, that's silly. A. And B. That's silly. C. That's silly. No. We've seen the one
there. All the gorillas are in fact deer and gorilla costumes.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the one deer. It seems to take a lot of resources to do this kind of stuff. I mean, even Tesla only had 2 clones, or 3, and both of them are heavily flawed. I mean, this is pretty experimental technology. So, I think operating on the assumption that there's one fake deer, we kill him, we replace him with the real deer if we can find him. If not, we kill him messily. And make sure everybody knows about it. Get Hatfield in the office. Do the whole non-committal of things. Because Medipol's kind of going to explode. And we kind of got to stop that from happening. So.
That Skype recorder just doesn't want to play nice. It's working last time.
Blame Windows.
And I am back.
Okay. Huzzah.
Yes, indeed. Is it a bad sign that I can't tell the difference between coffee and water anymore?
Yes, that is a bad sign.
Either your coffee is exceptionally bad or your water is exceptionally good. It's one or the other.
Yeah, one of the annoyances at work is that we have a coffee machine, which we all have free access to.
Uh-oh.
But the only options that actually include coffee are pre-milky coffee, so one which already has milk in it, and a really, really bad mocha, so...
Yeah. Just bring your own roast one day. Hide all the rest. So, does this also mean that your water is brown?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Brown.
No. I just can't tell the difference between tastes anymore. I don't think I taste coffee. I just...
Consume it.
Walk around with the IV needle in your vein, drip coffee.
I actually have a coffee mug here which says, you know you've drank too much coffee if your emergency supply contains 2 bags of coffee and, 2 pounds of beans and an IV drip.
Yes.
Don't forget the grinder.
The other one in the series is if your life amounts to a hill of beans, but not as funny.
Yeah.
We left off last session, didn't we, with just having finished hypnotizing a British agent, wasn't it?
Yes, he did. Let's wait just a couple more minutes here before we start in.
Aaron's online.
Wow, I missed a lot. Mm-hmm.
A British agent was hypnotized?
I missed it too.
You were doing the hypnotizing.
Such things.
Yeah, but he's got so used to having to brainwash people now, our bad influence and all, that he doesn't even know what he's doing.
That reminds me. After reading Nick's comments in the in-character tour, I need to slap him.
What? What, rat man?
Yeah. Yeah, Stephen, I understood your message entirely that first round.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just...
Let's get the audio check out of the way. Everybody leave your mics on. Try not to breathe heavily or hit your keyboards for the next 30 seconds.
Oh, hold on, let me turn off my television.
Let me hold my breath a moment.
All right, everybody, mics live. 3, 2, 1, silence. All right, that's good. Someone is living very, very close to traffic.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah, that's actually because this flat is right next to the main road, and I'm on the 6th floor, yet it comes in clear. I'll close that window.
Honestly, yeah, I think... Yeah, move into the future. Plant Blair. Kill Dare.
No, okay. Killing Dare won't serve any purpose at this point, so I don't think.
No, it'll serve a hell of a purpose. What do you mean?
Well, if you kill Fake Dare...
stab someone in the face!
Okay, yeah, but we have gorillas for that purpose.
Right, I mean, we found out Dare is pretty much the head of the police right now. And if we take out Dare, then... the only will to enforce the laws that he put in dies with him. Even if we can't repeal those laws, we convince Hatfield not to, enforce them, then they're,
The thing is, unless we kill him and publicly display the body and make sure he's found and it's publicly known that he died, there's nothing stopping him making a new doppelganger.
Well...
they're not clones,
time.
Are they? They're just... Yes, and we're dealing with Rathke, a man who has the resources apparently to do pretty much anything.
No, he doesn't have the resources to do pretty much anything. We know he has the resources to have grabbed Dare at an unspecified time and to stick him for an unspecified amount of time with the doppelganger. We know that they needed real Dare for the doppelganger to work.
We already know that he has quite a large revenue stream because he was behind all those patentings, remember?
Right.
So he has a large amount
unlimited.
Of money, and he was on a level to be considered as good as Tesla. And remember what level Tesla was on.
Yes, all this conjecture is great and fine, but you now have a hypnotized British agent. Interested in hunting down the families of your engineers. And I believe this is where we left off last game.
Yeah. Had he given a new name to the your boss?
Huh?
What?
The last name that he gave to the boss, was it of the dead woman or was it of someone else?
I'm not following you there, Nick.
We found a woman dead in the streets, like, a day ago.
Oh, right.
Yeah, right in the alley.
Yeah.
No, that was in somewhere. That was outside in some other area, and that was from a few days ago.
It was a few days earlier. Yeah, it was a day ago.
We found the body a day ago. It had been there for a few days.
Right, yes. But what was the latest name he gave? Was it hers?
No. No, okay. It was not.
How many back was that name?
Right, so those of you that are Still confused on this. What you had found out is that Leonard Maltin, who is the agent you have here, had been systematically tracking down the families of these engineers and had a list. And apparently he was reporting the names as he was finding them, unbeknownst to him, to the boss of the civil authorities to which he was working and which Gavin also worked at. So, the latest name, or... to answer your question there, Nick, you don't know the name of the lady in that you found dead in the...
The wedding band. The description you said reminded me of someone's... Fit someone's description that I remember.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, Gavin had a name.
Right. So, going off the name that Gavin has, if it is the same woman, that was three names ago. So...
Jeez Louise. I say taking down there is more important than saving these people.
Well, we got the names from the computer. We passed the names on to the Marmoset Railroad and to Blair's group and to the checker, and we got them to deal with it while we went and got some sleep. So we need to find out, did they deal with it? Well, did they get those people safe? We gave it to the NPC to deal with. We gave them the names. We gave them the addresses.
Right, but yes. Right now we're still looking at the British spy. We haven't done that stuff yet.
I thought we had.
No, you had already done that. When you guys arrived at Metapol and had the list, you had already started that happening.
Right. No, we got the updated list from the Ministry computer to work out where they actually were.
Yes.
And that's where I thought we left it last time. Are we still in the British agent space, or has we left it?
Nope, you have not left it yet. You still have the hypnotized British agent.
I thought we had left it.
No, as far as I'm aware, we're still there. I mean, we probably could save...
Scene. Right.
James is correct about the order. What happened was that we had gone, got the information, handed it over, and foregone a night of sleep to get to that location which we knew the man to be at.
Mm-hmm.
So we had taken the time. We didn't go straight to his apartment. We took the time en route because we said, shit, we need to get this. Sorry, Bursa. We said, damn it all, we have to make sure these people don't die. And so we set people onto it as quickly as we could before we went to deal with the killer, or who we thought was the killer.
Right.
Right. I thought we'd ended the scene, which is, okay, that changed. So I thought, I should have spent some chips. But no, we haven't ended the scene then. But.
No. So, with the, we should pass these names along. And then move on with our plans. And hypnotize him.
To do with the British guy, I think we just erased that we've been here from his mind and let him go about his business. He's not gonna.
Yeah, and then we track down the hitters later if we can find them. If not,
Yes, well, I do agree that it's not our priority to find the killers. I mean, I'm sure the various organizations that work in this city are more than capable.
The only way we could do that is if we give him a false name and address right now, which he passes on, so we know where the hitters will hit, so we'll go and ambush him.
Yeah, I just want to clarify to things. I'm saying all my things on site so that even if this guy wasn't under hypnosis, he wouldn't be able to overhear it. But if they are using some method of getting him to say all his secrets, how do we know that your hypnosis will not be broken by their methods, so that your conditioning won't be undone?
That's why we try and make it as simple as possible. And fit me, moreover, if we can feed it into something that he wants to believe, that'll help make him protected in his mind. So he possibly has an image of himself being this invalid British spy, in which case... He found someone was coming for him, and he got out of the way, and he doesn't know who came for him, so that boosts up his own numbers to help protect the fact that we have, in fact, found them. I'm guessing at this point you realize, but...
We have
many. Which one are you thinking of?
Well, the big one is that if we can find out that there's a British agent that's drugged, when they drug him again, they're going to find out that we know that he's drugged.
Well, go ahead.
They've only been asking him for what names he's been working on. They haven't asked him who after drugged you, where else have you been. So unless they think to ask him about that, I don't see it coming up. They may ask him about that. I can't tell.
But
it's unlikely that you just expect him to be an agent as usual.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it is entirely possible that they may probe for additional information at some point. And
well, who cares? Let's just feed him the line, erase his memory, pass the latest three names on, ditch this over to the NPCs, move on.
Who are these NPCs you speak of?
Yes, ditch it over to our, you know, other people. Another couple people will die. We deal with it. We got to save the city.
Joshua and John, I'm going to assume that your characters, were either one of you here last time?
John was for a while.
Yes.
Yeah, I needed to go. Sorry about that.
So that we're going to assume that both of your characters then are holed up in the current base of operations and did not come along for this. So,
in which base of operations is this?
Would you like to tell them where your new base of operations is?
It's abandoned.
Are we still in the insane asylum?
No.
Oh.
Well, depends how you define it, but.
Yeah, we're at abandoned apartment 27. You're at the top of the apartment. Have some power. There's Tesla, Beta, a robot. A butler, a Czech agent who is currently bleeding to death. And
I heard that.
Yeah, you might want to be laughing about that soon. That's not going to be something I'm happy about when I come back.
Assuming that they were there, they would have stopped certain things from happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's one other person. Robot.
This is butler. John's robot, right?
Yes.
Yeah. John.
Anyway,
okay. Yeah.
Which other robots do you know about?
Anyways,
so
Porter is with us. The driver that we had from the checker just dropped dead, and
no, he's
out on a delivery.
Yeah,
he's joining the other NPCs tracking down your list, we'll assume.
Yeah.
He suddenly ran away, yes.
Yeah, so let's just move on. We need to save the city.
Do we use this guy to plant an ambush? Do we use this guy to you haven't seen us, be about your business? What?
Yeah, you haven't seen us, go about your business. That way there's no way that there was a broken, you know, they know that we were here. We get the checker to set up an ambush at the next place, and then if they get them, they get them. If they don't, they don't.
So just let me get this straight. So you're going to give him the suggestion that none of this ever happened and he was never stopped.
You've slipped in the shower.
This is a new session. Has he suddenly revived all his boxes?
Nope. You still have him hypnotized. As soon as you leave the room, we'll start the new session, and all of your boxes will get up. So your role still holds, and that'll be the role that they'll need to break his suggestion if he is ever questioned on such things.
Quick question: is he married?
I'm sure that will never come up. It'll never come up.
He's not wearing a ring, and in your recollection at the time, he was not.
Okay, that works. I guess I'll just start dropping a suggestion that maybe we should date just so I can keep tabs on him and find out what he knows. And before he passes it on to anyone, every time he passes on something, someone gets killed.
Nice. So do you want Gavin to implant that you have actually met and have started dating or seeing each other?
Well, we've met before and now we're meeting again, so we can just meet for tea or something.
Okay. So that's the question, because Gavin is going to erase his memory of this whole encounter, so he will not have remembered seeing you again. But if Gavin wants to implant the fact that he just ran into this old friend, and that is the memory that he's over, you know, you're going to erase what you guys did and replace it with one of him simply meeting this other person. That might be actually harder to break because there is some elements of truth still instead of you wiping everything away.
Sounds good.
That and my disguise apparently isn't that good if you recognize me.
Hmm? Well, he is a trained British agent.
yeah, right.
we haven't really disguised you either.
No, I was disguised.
Yes.
I was in disguise and he totally recognized me, so it wasn't that effective, and it's better to... It's better to have him halfway linked in than to have him running around on his own and screwing everything up.
Yeah, we're going to want to use this guy later. So that's a great thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, whenever we do take over the city, we're going to want some kind of connection in with the British. So also we're going to want to trace out how the bad guys knew that he was here and this was what he was researching and... So we're going to have to find the traitor within the British system someday. It's number 27 on our 147 line item thing to do.
And
so.
Elizabeth,
I thought it was 157.
Elizabeth is still not hinting that she wasn't a British agent herself. She's just someone that happens to know him on fire, some reason or another. Or is she going to say, because we knew each other back when, we bumped into each other, now we started singing?
So far, Elizabeth hasn't given up any of that to you. So,
Is there something, just being careful, is how much are you bringing up now about that? Or are you just, how cagey are you being about the fact that you guys do know each other? You're just saying we knew each other, and just that's pretty much the three words you were saying? Or is she giving some background?
Well, a little bit of disclosure. We only know each other because he arrested me once.
Yeah. Okay.
They've fallen in with such a bad crowd.
Yeah.
I was a respectable man once.
So, you know, your new...
You're not respectable at all.
So from now on, every time you meet friends, make sure you check the local most wanted list.
Yeah, I know. It's cat burglars are us, murderers are us, crazy sociopathic weapon designers are us.
Ugh. Oh, hey, it was only a small multi-million-dollar robbery. I mean, nothing too bad.
No, I don't want to know. Let's move
and
on.
And I'm not a sociopath.
No, you don't.
No. I just want to kill people. Can we get to the gorilla stabbing?
So Gavin, do you go with that then? Do you implant that memory?
I don't have any reason not to, and I'm not trying to get in the way of other PCs' plots, so yeah, sure.
Okay.
Oh, also, they
fell down. I'll get in the way of, other than that.
Okay, I'm going to cut back into your, we're going to cut scenes and go to your secret condemned apartment lair as, let's see which character was it that has the robot? That's Austin's?
Me, yes.
Austin, you had just gone out to, you're running a little low on food in the apartment. While you guys had plenty of rations and dried food, you just had a hankering for some fresh bread and eggs, and so you stepped out, and you're coming back to the secret hidden lair, and you're hearing screaming from inside, and people yelling at your automaton. Have you named him?
Eddie. Yeah.
Eddie, yelling at Eddie to stand down.
Actually, we already have an Eddie. Could you name him some else? Eddie's a fairly major character in the game, actually.
He can be Eddie, too.
That's fine.
Eddie 2.0.
Yes.
Well, his name was Robot Eddie, so... I didn't even know Eddie existed in this place as anything. I mean, I'm just going to sit there for a moment. I don't want to walk in. He goes yes. in and he went to see what's going on.
Eddie's screaming out, exterminate!
No. If it's a robot, it's delete.
There you go.
Goes, Eddie, no. Stop. Let's go. No. Someone that's alive, tell me what's going on. He looks around.
Right. So, yeah, you enter the room, and there's some guy that you don't recognize who is laying on the floor with holding his kneecap, as it appears that your faithful robot has kneecapped him, and everyone else in the room is looking kind of stunned.
Okay. Beta, so, what's going on?
Yes. So, they fill you in that one of the Cheka had shown up to basically fill in everyone what's going on, deliver some messages, got a little too close to Beta, and you had instructed Robot Eddie 2.0 to protect Beta. And apparently you need some some tweaking there. He took the Cheka's agent's sudden movements as a clear sign that he was going to attack Mr. Beta.
I'll just go, okay. Guy we don't know, why wasn't I informed, so I could tell Eddie he was friendly.
Why? Everyone else let me in! He's just rolling on the floor, holding his kneecap. Everyone else knew!
Well, no one told me! And I'm the guy that has to program him. Gosh, idiots. As he walks in, putting all the stuff down.
Eddie's eyes are bright red.
Eddie, don't kill him.
There's a mournful sigh from your robot. All right. And where were you guys at the apartment at Leonard Maltin's, the agent of the Crown? Where are you heading afterwards?
We need to sleep. We've been up for...
Yes, you have.
Quite some time. Sleep, and then we have meetings to get to.
Sounds good. So you guys will get back as the fallout from the robot attack is being calmed down. Your check agent will have already left by the time you get there. So people need not tell tell you what happened. But all right. They've already started cooking up a meal. Looks like someone went out for some fresh groceries as the rest of you pile into the apartment.
Aye. Oh, what's up with the blood stain?
No blood stain. It uses lasers.
Lasers and electricity.
Well, if it does, then I will go to my room, shut the door, and lie in my bed with my, watching the walls and trying to go to sleep.
I want to give Eddie some new instructions.
For most of you, you have been awake for quite a while now, and have been going... through some pretty harrowing conditions, so you're all probably pretty beat. If anyone wants to do anything other than sleep, that's fine. There might be a role involved.
I'm just going to tell Eddie something. Probably go to sleep after eating some toast. To have Beta give him orders, to take orders from me and Beta only. Mm-hmm. Specifically Beta, not another clone. And... to always confer with Beta if it's a yes or no situation. So if there's anyone I don't know about and Beta does, good enough.
All right, fair enough. So if no one has anything exciting to plan out, you all do spend a fairly restless night holed up in your safe, secure location that no one could possibly know about.
Nope. And we don't post guards.
And you don't post guards, right. Why else would you have a killer robot? That's its sole duty, really. Surprisingly enough, you all wake up the next morning alive. You're shocked to see this.
Well, we went to sleep during the day. I mean, it was 9 a.m. So I figure we wake up in the evening.
Or the next morning. It's up to you when you actually wake up. But when you do wake up... both Gavin, Marshall, and yourself there, Nick, will have done the meetings that you had gone over in the forums. Yes, there was actually some in-character talk in the forums.
Yes.
Join now. Don't miss out.
Yeah, basically, I want to get up in the evening, get Gavin to go to his meeting, and also make sure that he grabs the information from Blair about the monkeys, and then I want to go to my meeting and also ask why the Cheka bodyguard for Tesla hasn't shown up.
Yes. So you guys will have your various meetings. That'll take, just a few hours. I mean, really, each of you only met with one person. As these two guys go out, what do the rest of you wish to do, if anything? News reports are still coming in this morning that, once again, more riots had erupted in the late evening while you fellows were asleep. But nothing too drastic, no death toll this time. Apparently the police forces are now using water guns to disperse the crowd.
Water guns.
Which is better than their actual firearms, which they've been using previously.
So they ran out of bullets, I see.
I'm going to start writing a nice piece on police brutality.
Oh, but they're being less brutal now.
No, they're still brutal. It's very...
They're washing the great unwashed.
Yes.
Well, it depends how strong the water they're using is. Yes. If they're using a very thin nozzle, and from like a fire hydrant or something, it'll cut clean through them.
No deaths were reported this last one, and the crowds were dispersed quickly. But yes, Elizabeth, you can write up an article. How are you sending your articles in these days, by the way?
I don't know. How am I sending my articles in these days? As far as I know, I'm just sending them into my editor.
Okay. In person, or are you dropping these in letterboxes? Are you trying to be discreet about it, or no?
Oh, no, I'm trying to be very discreet about it.
Okay.
You're with the wrong crowd, honey.
Is there a point that you're trying to pursue in your article? Are you trying to make a statement for people to rally around?
Not directly. I'm just trying to let everyone know that the police are wasting precious water and resources dispersing these mobs that are just trying to make beneficial changes to the city.
Okay. Go ahead and give me your penmanship roll there. Let's see how well you're able to string your words together and if your editor is going to print this. Believe you're doing it as per form with a specialty of writing? Or how did you end up doing it?
I have forgotten. Writing.
Writing, okay. We're using the dice roller. Do you need the link?
Nope, I got it. And that is a 3.
Uh-huh. Oh, very good. Nice bit of prose. Not too purple?
Hopefully not.
All right. So if no one is going to go out through the day, your fellow companions will return after a bit. And remember there, Nick, that you were told that the radio men that the Cheka could get a hold of will take a day or two because they're going to have to bring them in from Canada.
Yeah. I saw your role there, Bert. Way to go. Go Team Cheka.
I'd like to do something.
Okay, what would you like to do?
Are there any mechanic shops or anything of, what's the word I'm looking for? Any experts, craftsmen in mechanics or engineering, anything in the city?
Well, because of the latest guild edict, the only people that are still, able to do such work are guild, members. You do have access to a nicely appointed garage, Drina's Garage, which, even though it has the closed sign up, you know that Drina's employee, Joe, still lives there. So if you need access to a shop, you do have one.
Okay, I want to see if there's any, any obvious or sub-obvious things about, you know, people doing underground things about that? Because I knew the people don't like the guilds at all. Not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the people that tinker still go about their tinkering. It's just they're not able to sell their wares as readily anymore. Most of them still have access to their clientele list, and you figure they probably still are selling to some people just under the sly. Unfortunately, well, what's your contacts? Do you have contacts as a skill?
You know, I don't think I do.
Right. So, yeah, you just don't have the connection to the community to know who these people are, though. You're just making assumptions based on what you would do in such conditions.
Yeah, since, you know, I'm a tinkerer
myself. I put an ad in the newspaper saying, non-guild member here to tinker with your stuff. Come to secret complex number 27.
Yeah, but besides that, I'd like to look into the robot fighting, too. See how that's going.
Actually, as often is the case under regimes like this, blood sports have taken an uptick, and there are even more matches lately than there have been.
Could make a robot out of scraps and get a lot of money off that, but... do what they did in real estate.
Use an inspiring bot called Atom.
Yes. You are aware that we are, you know, wanted and will be killed if found out in this city. I mean, that was...
You're asleep.
Who says I have to attend personally?
Right, yeah, but that's... I mean, seriously?
Actually, he isn't wanted. He's one of the few of us who isn't wanted.
But he is a known associate of ours in the papers. And,
I don't actually think he is. But
no, he's not. No, he literally stepped off a boat and into your presence without...
You're the one who's going around making secret meetings all the time. I think you can give him some leeway here when he's the least one known here, and we're undercover thanks to your disguises.
Sharon had a dispatch mentioning him. And,
That's true. Yes, yes.
I mean, he is a known associate of ours now. And he has been on several missions with us. I mean...
Well, one official mission.
Yes. Well, but there's still no official wanted sign for him, actually, other than Elizabeth's discourse. He really hasn't come to the public attention because literally when he showed up, coming off the boat, you guys were on the run. So,
right.
You know,
right. But as far as, you know.
No, Nick, no, he is not that well known that he's an accomplice of yours.
He's not well known to the public.
Yes.
There are other people in the public who want us dead. This is something should be aware of.
Yeah, we don't have any of the doctor's sleepy juice, do we? Because I think the detective needs some.
Right. It's not even underground. The robot fighting scene is alive and well. That's easily found out just by looking at all the billboards and notes that are, you know, taped about the walls about the latest fights that are going on. It seems to be a method of community controls to keep them entertained.
Well, since
Sunday monster robot fighting.
Well, seeing that there's no active wants for me, and I don't know about the whole dispatch for me because I wasn't there. But hey, I'm gonna go try to get into the robot fighting circuit. I do have a lot of robotics.
All right,
skill.
Something you might want to think about then is maybe. At the end of the game, you can't do it on the second, but spend a chip to create a robot league that you might then become a member of.
Yeah, that's what I was actually thinking. I was putting that whole thing into my head because, yes, thank you, Real Steel the movie. You just inspired me to do this. I watched it literally yesterday, so.
All right. So you're going to.
Premiere! Ha!
Nice. So you're going to spend your early afternoon, early morning tracking down the robot fighting circuit, which actually is one of the few things that is not guild regulated because the guilds sell the seats. The people actually sponsoring the robots don't have to be guild members. Yes. You are able to track down that information. And you don't have contacts at all. Is that correct?
No contacts.
Go ahead and just give me a 4D fudge roll.
4D fudge, watch, it's going to be awful.
Now, this is easy enough that you're going to succeed despite how much you roll. Just the lower you roll, the longer it's going to take you to actually find the information you need. That's all. So don't feel that you need to spend chips, too. Okay, so yeah, it's going to take you several hours to track down exactly what you need to do. It's fairly informal, actually. If you have a robot that you want to sponsor, you sign a few waivers saying that, your robot comes back a smoking heap, it's not anyone else's fault but your own. there is an entry fee for each match that you want to sponsor your robot in. Call it $100. But you do get to, if you win, the completely legal gambling that goes on around the fight, you get a small percentage of. Of course, the guilds take the lion's share of it, but the robot owner gets 20% of the take. So not a bad little living for the people that do hobble together these robots. But this is going to take several hours for you to figure out who to talk to and how to get registered, that sort of thing. All right?
Yeah, and whatever. I already forgot what Jameis said about a chip.
You can create a, in this case, you don't need to, there already exists a robot fighting league that's already been established in the storyline, but you could establish a group that you've, in particular have joined. You spend a chip and you say, this group exists, and then you may have an aspect tying yourself to that group, whatever. You can be the WWE or whatever of robot fighting. if you choose not to do that, that's fine. You've just found basically the entry-level way for inventors to get into this sport, and you spend a few hours doing that.
All right.
So I'm going to cut from you, and you guys have returned with your various bits of information.
Did Blair tell me anything about Watson and Crick?
No, actually, she did try to get a man in, to make contact, as you had instructed. She hasn't heard back yet, but she hasn't been back on shift since you asked. So she will be able to tell you this evening.
I thought I saw her in the evening after shift ended for the day.
Did you? Yeah. Take a look real quick. Okay. Well, if that's how you wanted to do it then, but she still will not have been able to see her inside man until this evening when she goes back on shift. Or gets off shift, I should say. But she will keep you informed. Yes. So you have a radio man coming that they are going to import from Canada that will hopefully help you to establish a blocking signal for the apes.
Yep. So there's about three things we need to do. We need to do some scouting tonight. We need to find the radio station, the abandoned radio station that we're going to use for the operation. Those are really the two things we need to do tonight. So we need to scout the sewer. We have the map of the sewers, right?
You have a map of, well, you'll have the most accessible map of the sewer that you were able to find.
Yep.
Which was done when Metapol was first built. So you don't actually know how accurate it still is.
Well, yeah. One group goes below Dare's mansion. The other one goes below Dare's headquarters. I'll take Dare's mansion because that's the more dangerous one.
What are we doing now?
We're scouting for entrances, secret base and the entrances thereof. And we need to find out, where they are. Where's our entrance point going to be?
I'll give you a hand if you like.
I don't really care.
We'd only decided that this mansion was the place we were infiltrating.
Well, we're going below it. We're going to kill the monkeys.
Yeah, but I thought we decided we're not going to bother with his headquarters. We already decided to go to his mansion via Ape Central.
Right, but there might be because there very rarely leaves his headquarters, there might be somewhere there's a passageway in between through the sewers that he or the monkeys are using to get back to Evil Central.
And also, if we have time before all our assets are gathered, it makes sense that we do as much reconnaissance as possible. We are also looking for anything which could help us when we go to actually gather evidence on True Dare's location.
Hmm. Yeah, we want to explore the below the mansion and below the headquarters, because if it comes to Fake Dare is not going down to the headquarters, then we're going to have to go up and kill them. And sewers are probably going to be our best entrance point there. So I need one group to go there. Who's going to lead that one? Don't all rush now.
Yes, who wants to go down to the sewers where known killer apes are now known to live?
Yep.
Hands up.
And this is in the evening, especially at night when they're out and about roaming the streets.
Yeah, I mean,
if I can take it as compel or no less oblige, I'll do it. But otherwise,
well, the group that doesn't accompany me needs to be the larger one, because I can sneak really well. But the group that doesn't accompany me is probably has a good chance of getting into some combat.
The question is, what is the other group planning on doing this evening? You had mentioned a few things that need to be done. So you have one group that needs to do some reconnaissance in the sewers. What's another group going to do?
I've just thought of something else which might help us a lot with the monkeys as well.
An army of robots.
Robot pugilists versus monkeys. Doesn't that sound like a top bill act?
That does sound like a very... That sounds like a pulp book, definitely.
Coming to Hollywood in 2013, yes.
Come on.
I can make you believe that would happen.
John, you must convince your group of robot fighters to join forces against the apes.
Come on, guys.
King Kong versus Mega...
Is there going to be a separate group, or... Am I going to be, y'all are just going to hold up here and wait for me to do everything?
I'm planning on going and helping you.
Okay, so we got...
It depends. Do you need the fighting group to go to the headquarters, or do you need the sneaky group to go to the headquarters? If you need the fighting group to go to the headquarters, it's better if Mr. Swordman there goes with the fighting group.
Right. Well, the thing is, I'm good at sneaking, and I can, help others sneak. I mean, how many here are excellent at sneaking? Besides you.
I'm pretty good at sneaking.
Okay, so the monkeys are probably going to find you. I mean, the monkeys have excellent senses, and this is their home, so we need people.
On a scale of 1 to 8, no.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Well, I have a...
How devious are you?
I'm 18.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How pretty are
you? Would you say that you were good, very good, fair?
Average, superb, fantastic?
How satisfied are you with your current sneaking abilities?
Well, if anyone isn't above it great or better, then they need... You either need a group of great or better. How many people here are great or better at sneaking?
What is great?
Yeah, plus greatness.
Plus four.
What is greatness in a person? Yeah.
Four or better is greatness.
You're speaking in character, mate. You don't know what we don't know what four means.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to cut through the BS here.
You know,
if I were to rank.
Are you better than great? Yes, no.
I got the feeling this one's in a hurry here.
All ninjas in the room, please raise your hands.
Yeah, pretty much, because we have a lot to get done. I want to stab some monkeys in the face.
Again, I asked, did anyone remember to bring the doctor's sleepy juice for the detective?
So, who here good at... So no one's good at sneaking.
Oh, well, once again, Nick, I think it might be useful to say...
I'm not good at sneaking, but I can see through walls, so...
It might be useful to say what the other group intends to do, so you have options as to who's going to be better at one side or the other.
Right. Well, I'm trying to establish if there can be a sneaking group. And apparently there can't, because no one here besides me, and I assume Gavin, although he never lets us know how good he is at anything.
Well, you already know how good I am at sneaking, because I've sneaked with you before. So.
Yeah, so you would be all by yourself, and if you get caught, it's, you know, you're dead. So, well, that means basically there's one group, which is my group, which, we'll have to take 2 days. Why don't you find a place, Gavin, why don't you find a place where we can, do the radio transmission.
Oh, is this evening at the moment, or is this morning, or what? I'm not sure when we are.
It's late evening.
Yeah, late, going on late evening.
So is it dark outside already?
Yes. Yeah, it would have been. Because you went to sleep in the late part of the morning.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we had our meetings. Closed up.
Well, remember, most things were closed up anyway because of the guild edicts. The only actual places that are still functioning are the ones that are ran by the guild, which is one news channel and one broadcast channel for the...
There were
what passes as television.
There were only ones that we could have used.
Done by the guilds.
Yeah, you were told.
I need Bishop here. He's got the contact that I need.
Yeah, I really use Bishop here.
I actually have a high contact skill if you need contacts.
No, I've got contacts at the skill, but he actually has contacts to people already. It's not just me randomizing someone out, but he already has an established contact with these people.
Well, who are you trying to contact?
Food and the growers and the herders? What's that? What's
Hatfield.
Growers and...
Hatfield's group.
Basically, someone needs to be feeding these monkeys. I want to know about that schedule of food delivery. How much do they eat? When do they eat it? Do they eat? Have a big meal right before they go out on duty?
Oh, very nice. Take a chip
there,
Jameis.
Can we get access to that?
Yeah, take a chip there, Jameis. Well, there are probably various ways to go about it. How do you wish to go about getting that information? Of course, there has to be records kept somewhere. But some of you already known out on the farm, plantations anyway. You could go and ask in person.
Unfortunately, it's Bishop. Dreen has been out there as well. I don't know how many of us here have been out to...
Well, Gavin has. You were... You have.
Yeah, you were. Yep.
You were part of an assault on a farmstead at one time.
Yeah, everyone was dead or gone or something. Mm-hmm. You know. Wasn't exactly as if I sat around prowling with the farmers.
Oh, actually, you did afterwards. They had a big meal. You got to hobnob with a few of them. Gavin is actually
known. I must have drank a lot because I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember that as well, actually.
Right. I'm sorry, Sharon, you were going to say something?
Yeah, I was just saying, are you thinking like drugging the food supply or something?
Possibility. Why the hell not?
It'd probably make life easier.
Right, but... I think the city's tearing itself down around its ears. We already have the radio thing. And we just... The quicker we move on this, the better.
The guy's not turning up for another night or two, according to you, anyway, so it's not like...
Right. I mean, if you can get it done in a night, get done. If you can't...
Other thing is, if it gets delivered when they're asleep and we get ourselves into those crates, so we'll be in there inside when they're asleep on the inside already.
Right. I mean, you make the effort, but
yeah,
I'm not going to stop my claim. Okay. You know.
Actually, Gavin was around for the episode The Problem with Indians, if you remember that one with the poison soil.
Gavin wasn't around that one.
You were, actually. I've got you down as a player for that episode.
No, Problem with Indians, Abel and Marcus. It was only Abel and Marcus.
That was before I joined.
Yep. Okay, well.
That
There has been another one since. That was just the earliest one that I remember that you had some deal or people had dealings with the farm.
That's with the secret airbase and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was just Marcus and Abel. It wasn't me.
Yep.
So there was Drino and Bishop. They've had their connections with the farmers. I haven't.
This is what happens when you're going on 2 years of the same adventure.
I mean, honestly, if you're thinking of sneaking into the crates that are delivering the food, you might as well drug the food while you're at it. Just, you know, belts and suspenders time.
At the very least, it can give us a better idea about what exactly is going on inside in terms of food consumption. And it'll give us information, if nothing else. It might give us something, another attack point.
Mm-hmm. So do you want to visit in person?
Right. But that's something for the daytime. I mean...
Well, not necessarily. I mean, you know that they are, that during the nights that they often gather and have beer and such and have social evenings.
Right, but we had a car to get out. You'd have to take a car out there when no one's on the roads. I mean, and we passed through several checkpoints, both to here and from there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you'd probably get stopped by a bunch of muggers and get murdered. Because no one's on the roads now.
At any rate, good idea, but how do you want to execute it?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was wondering what the time was, because otherwise it'd be easy to go to the guild time during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. So, well, while he sits there and ponders what he wants to do for the day, I will take the magician, and we will go a sneaking underneath Dare's mansion.
All right, how close do you get before you get into the sewers? Like, where do you want to make your a block away? Same block, a few blocks over.
I read the maps, and because a block doesn't necessarily mean the same thing in sewers, and look for a straight connection, and you know, a couple blocks, maybe three, that has a straight-ish connection.
Mm-hmm.
And sneak, sneak, sneak.
All right, so you don't get any closer than about three blocks before you... That's the closest you get to the mansion before you go into the sewers. I'm assuming you're not just going to start off where you are and try to go through the sewers that far.
Absolutely.
That would be an incredibly long walk.
Yep.
All right.
You are correct.
Okay, well, first of all, both of you guys, go ahead and give me your alertness rolls for your scene. This is for the entirety of the time you're going to be down here.
Oh, good.
That's a 9.
Okay.
11 if anyone starts following me. I'm sorry, it's an 8 and a 10 if someone starts following me.
8 and a 10, okay. And how does Ethan Thane do?
That is a total of 3, I believe. I think I'm the second person, so 3.
Total of 3, okay.
Yes.
No, I'm violet. You would be green.
Are you going to be...
No, I didn't realize I accidentally picked Violet as well.
It's all right, just count the number of dice. The person who rolled second would be the last four dice.
He got 0.
I rolled second, so I got 0, so I'm at 3.
Okay, yep, good enough. Are you using your ability there?
Yeah. I am looking through everything.
Okay. I was asking if he was giving his sneaky ability to you while you were...
Yes, I'm wearing my new... goggles. And yes, okay. I am.
So give me your stealth rolls as well for while you're down here. Those are your alertness rolls.
You have a stealth of 6 now for the scene.
I have a stealth of 6.
Wow. Yep, congratulations.
For this scene, yes, for this roll.
Awesome.
Wow, God.
Okay, I'll be orange now if no one minds.
Well, I chose the green. That's
oh dear.
Excellent. I will spend a chip on something. I deal in a dirty business and just add two to get a six.
Mm-hmm. So what's your total?
Six.
Six? And what is Ethan's total going to be?
I am going to, let's see. I need to find an aspect that I can spend a chip on, because that was a horrible roll.
Just add a plus two, because that way we both get sixes.
Yeah. Would now you see it, now you don't work?
Oh, perfect, for sneaking around, yes.
Okay, lovely. That brings me up to a total of six.
Okay, so both of you got six on your stealthy rolls. All right, all right, Mr. Marlowe, well, you crack a sewer lid. I'm assuming you brought a crowbar with you to be able to pull up a lid.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you had planned this, so no problem there. You start down the ladder, and you aren't a few rungs down before you notice something very out of the ordinary that you would not expect in a sewer. At almost eye level as you're coming down, so like you're passing right below it, there is what looks to be a still-grilled microphone attached to the wall. Yeah, it's about 5 foot down. You're 5 feet down as you're coming down the ladder, and you know, you just pass head level, eye level at it, and you're sitting there staring at it. It's right next to the ladder.
I make the stop sign to him, and we go back up. We go up and out.
Okay.
Yep. And we'll try a couple blocks away.
So you're going even further away?
Yep.
Okay.
This time, can I just check through the floor to see if there's a microphone there, or is that a bit too...
Well, I don't see how your vision could discern the difference between a wall and a microphone.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have my goggles.
What do your goggles do?
Pretty much... I don't know. I haven't built them yet.
That sounds very amazing, by the way.
So you have future goggles?
No, I have Drina's pair of goggles, whatever.
The potential. Yeah, whatever my goggles.
Chip it helps you see in the fog. That's all.
Yes, they help you see through the fog.
So night vision, I guess. So.
No, they specifically help you see through fog. It's a specific kind of glass.
I'll take. I mean, if that's all they do, then that's kind of worthless for what I wanted.
So they're metapole goggles.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, wouldn't your X-ray goggles actually show up wires as a different thing, just like how an X-ray actually shows different
material? Actually, yeah, they would, wouldn't they?
Kind of the way that you defined it, I kind of saw it as it being able to see... like open or empty spaces between walls, like you could find cavities between areas, you could see people that aren't like, but if the thing is made of the same material that the wall is, I really don't see how it could pick that out.
How it's meant to work is it sort of, lots of clicking to go through. And basically, it's like a zoom function where you pan through everything.
Can it see EM fields?
Yeah, can you see electromagnetics or not? Let me look at your...
No, basically how I envisioned it was you have... Imagine you have a camera and you're going...
Right.
You're zooming and you go through things.
All right. So yeah, you got it as X-ray vision, night vision, and temperamental experimental controls. Okay. So, Okay, do you have any kind of mechanical skill? I'm looking at your...
I think you told me I had to use alchemy for that.
Right. No, that's not what I'm getting at. I would say that your goggles have the ability to someone who actually knows what they're looking at to determine a wire or a connection, but you have no such skill. Okay. So your vision could certainly, to someone who knew what to look for, could tell you, wires running here or there, but you don't have... the knowledge base to say that's a wall and that's not a wall, or that's a wall and that's a connection.
Hey, do you happen to know that?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Put on the goggles.
Well, the other question
that is the point.
That, mm-hmm. Marlo knows what to look for. He could get Ethan. He could point that to Ethan, and I don't know, maybe get Ethan. To,
yep,
know,
yep. So with some,
stomach, Ethan could get that ability.
Yeah. Well, with some time with him kind of playing with the goggles and him pointing it out, they could train him up enough to know to see the microphone. But you're not going to get a crash course in electronics in a few minutes.
I could just give him the goggles. The point of the third thing, the controls. Is that just about anyone can use them? They're meant to be worked by just fiddling with it.
All right, fair enough. So you're going to go a little further away and then try your sewer tunnel entrance again. I'm going to cut back and, Jameis, have you given any thought to how you want to go about with your interesting idea?
How quiet. Pretty much if I want to go talk to them now, I'd have to go out of town, wouldn't I?
Mm-hmm.
How quiet is my bike?
Very.
So I could, and would I be able to get that across country without?
Because you based it on, if I remember right, you based it on one of those bikes that were the military folding style. So they're cross country bikes.
Okay, cool. The other question is, can I take anyone with me or am I going by myself?
Yeah,
so I have not specifically built it to be extra carrying capacity. Or is it just that, is it just going to be me, or is it going to be me and any other PCs who want to come along? Who wants to come along to a trip out to see the growers in Hatfield? Who might have some social skills?
While I don't relish lingering in this rather dismal apartment, my social skills may actually be of the negative value for these for this particular social class.
The news reporter might find a newsworthy scoop out there.
you could get him to compel you if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. True enough. Are you there, Sharon? She may be in. You may be muted, Sharon. Right.
AD 2.0, you wanna come?
Okay, so we're gonna get Hundegaard's gonna go then, and we're not sure if Elizabeth is going in or not. Yes.
I'm just remembering that last time I tried to deal with people who were of who had resentment against the aristocracy, it ended badly. Mm-hmm.
So you want to try and go out tonight and stealthy?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, sounds good.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's get this out. We're supposed to be pulpy, Butch. Let's move on.
Yeah. Sounds good. So you're going to be stealthing through the fog.
I do have goggles.
You've got your goggles, okay.
Yeah, especially if I got my bike.
Mm-hmm.
So you want some kind of stealth while I take it?
Yep, just to, and you actually get some great positives because you're going out in the fog. Honestly,
I'm at 7 before I've added in anything else.
All right, very good. And Hundegaard, do you want to be gliding with your glider wings through the foggy night?
I could do that. Let's see, what is my stealth at the moment? I have a stealth of 3, but I could fly.
After you. And if you're with me on my bike, you're pretty much using my stuff at that point.
Yeah, we don't want to be conspicuous here.
You might have them with you anyway. Well, you got them with you anyway, just if you need them, so.
Sure. Go ahead and give me a stealth roll of your own there, then.
Yeah, I got a 3 because I, well, total 3 because I have a stealth of 3.
Sounds good. And do you have a set of the glasses or not?
No, I don't. That's also why I'm not flying. Yeah.
Isn't he on my bike with me?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know if he was doing the flying thing. You guys actually are able to get through the streets just fine, as you're better able to see than most of the guards that are stationed out at the various gates. Actually, getting out of the city is very easy, as they're paying very little attention to any traffic coming out of the city. They do have like a guard station at the main entrance to Metapol. They've got kind of searchlights pointed out into the forest ahead and into the dirt road that goes out of Metapol. But the searchlights are focused at a point, you know, much further away. So sneaking out is very simple. And might be more of a problem.
We'll worry about that when we come.
Uh-huh. So yes, you guys are able to get out of Metapol, just fine. Since you are going by bicycle, you know, this will take you, a number of hours to be able to.
Once I can get away from the immediate environment, if I don't think it's too noisy, my bike does have nitro boost.
Ah, well, there you go.
And an official tank for more range. The aspects it's got is nitro boost, fishing tank, and nimble.
Oh, nice. So you can go careening over the dirt road.
Oh, yeah. Is this speed really necessary?
This is really why he wears the goggles. All right. So, yes, you were able to get out of Metapol just fine. Meanwhile, at a second sewer entrance, you guys have been playing with the goggles around such. You actually have to go even further out before you find a manhole cover that you can go through that doesn't have one of the microphones right next to the ladder. So you're like a mile away from the mansion at this point.
Excellent. We go down and then we sneak.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, how sneaky we are.
All right. First of all, making sure there isn't a microphone another 5 feet away.
Shush, let them fall over.
Right, you brought the sewer map with you, I take it?
Yep.
And do you have any kind of map reading skill, any civil engineering, any kind of navigation ability at all?
I have scholarship and I was in the military.
Scholarship roll, then, to whoever's reading the map.
Well, how good are you at this? I'm fair.
You can both read the map at the same time.
I am at 2. I can't remember what they are.
Then you are fair.
Yes. You can both roll, and then you can disagree with each other over the map.
Excellent.
Lovely.
This means up, right? It's the sun. You point this towards the sun.
That's you know, it's... Let's go green... 2. We both got 2.
Lovely.
Ha ha! Right. You're both in agreement that you are reading the map absolutely correctly. Unfortunately, it looks like there has indeed been some changes to the sewer map. And after you're following the map around for a good half hour, you find that you've been wandering around in kind of a circle by following the map. During this time, however, you do not notice any more of the microphones. And haven't really noticed any kind of movement down through here.
There aren't any, like... There aren't any, like, markings. Like, I assume if there were giant apes, there would be some kind of scratch marks or whatever somewhere around. There aren't anything like that.
Ah, nice. Okay, so you are searching kind of the area as you're standing there. Yes, you actually do see several odd kind of scratches on different conduits that run across the ceilings. So if you're imagining that there are apes pouring through here, they're likely doing the little monkey bar thing where they swing alongs the ceiling. There's quite a bit of, let's just call it monkey spore in the sewer line as well. Or at least it's spore from something. Fairly fresh.
Is it possible to work out which direction they were going in?
There is so many of the markings that you're assuming back and forth through here. And, as the idea was to find a major sewer, we'll call it an artery, a major path, to Dare's place. This is one of the larger sewer openings. So, you know, you could think of this as like a main street. There's been a lot of traffic back and forth.
Mark it on the map and we follow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're just gonna pick a direction and head down it. Following the map doesn't seem to be getting you anywhere. As I said, you just found out you just made a big complete circle.
We make a new map.
Well, okay. we flip over the map and mark it and write it as we go so we can get back.
Okay, yep. Sounds good. All right, so after deciding to do this, you mark out new places in the tunnels. And yeah, you could actually see where the sewer systems have been modified, and not like in the recent, you know, not within the last several months. It looks like it's been years, but they have made modifications to the tunnels. Some places have been closed off. New places have been opened up. You go along a bit further down, and you think you're getting closer to where the mansion is, with your alertness rolls. Both of you start hearing kind of like, chirpy scratching sounds, from the tunnel ahead. Much too low, and the scratch is much too quiet for it to be of anything of, you know, large size.
I wonder if Dare has rats working for him now.
Could be. I mean, only really way to find out is to think about it. See if we can match that sound to anything we know of. And then if we can't, proceed. So, I think about it.
Well,
does that sound match anything I know of?
Let's see. So, as part of your military background, I remember you saying that you served in jungles.
Burma. Okay.
Yeah. So, you do remember the tunnel warfare that went on and some of the... Okay. So, yes, from your military background, that's rats. That's lots of rats.
Excellent. What the hell are a lot of rats doing down here? Well...
Yes, what are rats doing in a sewer?
Well, I mean, in a large enough concentration. Why aren't they everywhere? Why are they just here? Probably feeding on the detritus. Let's continue on.
Is there a buildup of ape detritus here?
No more or less than it has been. You're still kind of in a major passageway. All right, as you go further, the sounds of the rat scratching and noises start to increase, and then suddenly they go very quiet.
I cease moving and, you know, keep looking around.
Freeze. I feel like I'm in a Stephen King novel.
Pretty soon, as you guys held absolutely still and given to your incredible stealth ratings. actually, they ended up being sixes, right?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Pretty soon, there's a mass of beady red eyes that you can see in the darkness. They're seeming to be moving quietly, as if they're trying to be more quiet. You know, occasionally, they'll stop and they'll sniff the air. The tails will twitch a bit. Once again, your alertness rolls were incredible, and especially with the goggles that one of you is wearing now, you can make out in the near darkness. Actually, it is pretty dark down here, as there's no
they do have night light. Vision.
Yeah, so one of you have been able to see just fine. The other one's been fumbling around behind.
I'll take the goggles. I have a better shield.
So what you see is these rats look horribly mutated. A lot of them are hairless. There are extra limbs, that don't look like they might even function growing off of them. Their teeth seem to be enlarged and, kind of a viscous fluid kind of dripping from them. And they seem to have, an awareness that you've never seen in a rat before. And they seem to be searching for something.
Let's go down. Go back away, go down the side tunnel, and see if they pass us.
Okay, so you start moving again.
Yep.
All right. It seems in mass, the rats all stand up on their hind legs. Their whiskers kind of dart forward as if seeing you for the first time. And they start to tentatively move forward. And you're backing away.
Yep. I mean,
yes.
Who knows what skills these rats have? Apparently, they can sense motion. Rats can smell a lot better than they can see.
They start moving quicker and towards you. And if you don't start moving quicker yourself, they will catch up to you. They do seem to be
up a little bit.
Okay. You are passing several ladders, to manholes above, as well. So tell me if you wish to stop and climb or whatnot. But it looks like unless you start running, they're going to catch up to you. And only one of you can actually see very well right now.
I'll get him to pretty much to a ladder and get him to... No, I can't leave him. All right, I grab his hand and, I grab his hand and tell him to run. Follow me, and we'll head down the side passage.
Okay. All right, if you're actually running, you are able to outdistance them, as their small forms have to deal with all the litter and detritus about the passageway, so they, it takes them a while to climb over this hunks of... Well,
I don't want to outdistance them. I want them to come follow me down a side passage.
They're still following, but you are getting a bit of distance, although it sounds like they are still following just fine.
I'd like to be listening for something specific. I want to see if they're not just coming from behind, but starting to come from anywhere else, like they're trying to go around and catch us through a side passage or anything.
Once again, with your great alertness rules, you don't think so. It just sounds like that there's a mass behind you that's that you are starting to outdistance somewhat, although it looks like your friend there starts to slow down a bit when it sounds like you're going to lose them.
Yeah, we'll see how far they follow, and if they follow us down a side passage, then we'll... Then we'll see what we do about there.
Okay. So, yeah, you get to a side passage, and they are following you. What are you wanting to do about it?
Let's go explore this side passage, see if it's, how is it running towards the main passage? Is it parallel? Is it running behind? And see how far they're willing to follow me.
Okay, so you keep moving. They do give up after a while. You are able to outdistance them with any kind of really trying. And yeah, I realize you're trying to keep a certain amount of distance so they don't lose you. But after a while, they do give up chasing you.
Okay.
Are we able to tell if they stay there or they go back to the place they were in that direction?
It takes them a bit, but they do move along. I mean, if you want to follow them back to see where they're going, that's fine. But they don't stay in the same place for long. Yeah, it sounds like they kind of break up and they start eating on whatever happens to be at the floor at the time once they've given up on you.
Excellent.
Well, actually, there's a point. So if they don't seem to be going back to a specific place, something probably happened in that specific place to cause them all to congregate there. So someone might have been down there.
I mean, it's one of those things. This is mutated ape spore. Who knows what it does when it gets into the... Once it gets into the gene kind of pool. How many of them... Could we just run past them?
It seems like you might be able to, just because they're having such a hard time getting over, just all the garbage that's on the floor.
We're just going to have to come back here during the daytime. I mean, I don't want to get trapped in here.
Well, it's in... Inside a sewer, it's not going to get much lighter in the daytime.
Right, but the monkeys aren't active during the day. So we're just going to have to... I mean, if we get trapped in between those things and the monkeys are going to realize something is wrong, and then we're screwed. So, we'll go down... let's go back to home base, get some sleep, and then come back here during...
All right, well, you're about to head out, and you're getting back onto the main trunk line so you can get a good manhole cover to get out of, and you notice kind of a flickering, a change in the light, well, in the fact that there is light now, and you can hear murmurings as of people talking, at least two people talking. This is, you're in the dark and you're able to see this with the goggles at first, but then, Ethan, you're going to be able to see it with you know, your normal eyes, the flickering of the light up ahead.
Well, let's sneak in and see what they have to say.
Does it look like someone's putting on a flashlight, or more like someone's opening a manhole?
It's a flickering light, like a fire light.
Oh.
And what you're hearing is a couple of guys bickering like, "Ah, I got about $1.50 on me. What you got? Looks like about $3. Think old man Wilson will give us a bottle of that wine for this? I don't know. He might. You got any food on you? I got this ham sandwich here. It's a little green." And this is what you guys are hearing.
We found the sewer dwellers.
And this is on the main trunk where the monkeys go back and forth?
You are heading towards the main trunk. So this is like one of the side, you know, one of the side trunks.
All right. Here, take the goggles. If anything bad happens, run. I assume you can't fight.
Aye, Captain. I agree with that statement 100%.
Excellent. Well, flee back to the above. I'll go talk to the bumps, and we'll probably do a cutaway.
Yep. And we will cut back to the bicycling group as you seem to be arriving at a farmstead. Gavin, I assume that you're going to be going towards one that you have visited before.
Yeah. Okay. I know where it is. They might know who I am.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like the kind of the public meeting hall is still up. You can hear, you know, ruckus voices, and there's light coming out of it. People are, you know, coming out of the building a little deep in their cups as they're staggering about. It looks like, you know, it's a, as you remember the last time you were here, they enjoy their late night revelry.
Yeah.
A few people,
I'll make sure there's no police around, then otherwise sort of park the bike off to the side of it, so they lock it to the chain. No.
Once you left Metapol, actually, you hadn't seen any more patrols or anything else. Occasionally you did see, or more hear, Zeppelins overhead, and occasionally you'd see spotlights, but very, very rarely.
Otherwise, yeah, head for the main hall.
Sorry, guys.
How discreet do we want to be about this?
What's this discreet thing you talk about?
So you walk into this building. It's very loud, and as I said, very ruckus. People are having a good time. Then you open the doors and step in, and then the whole place kind of goes quiet for just a moment. And then starts in again. You see that you are dressed very differently than the people in here. Most of them are all in overalls and coveralls. These are, you know, hardworking people. You both are in kind of city dress, as it were. But they don't seem to pay you any mind. There's a good 20, 30 people in here. Some are throwing darts. Lots of drinking. Lots of people are just sitting quietly at the tables talking.
Is there like a bar, or is it just...
There is, but there's not like a bar keep. People just kind of, the kegs are just lined up, and people just take their own mugs and fill what they like and go back to the tables. Doesn't look like anyone's paying for anything.
Let's go give a drink. Do I recognize anyone as I go around?
Give me a contacts roll.
Well, should do. That's a 5.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you recognize several of the people that that you were introduced to the last time you were back through here. Looking none the worse for wear. Actually, everything seems to be exactly as it was the last time you were here. It doesn't look like they've suffered at all from any of the guild edicts. One of the people you do recognize is the foreman of the camp. He was a person that had invited you all out to, you know, one of these parties the last time. So he is kind of like the mayor of this community, if you will.
If Hundergard is looking like he'd rather not touch anything, I'm going to force the drink into his hand. And...
I'm not that snooty of a character.
I meant it looks like very pale, weak beer is what it looks like to you.
I'm sure it's made of apples. Well, mostly apples.
You know what happens if they let water mix with scum. No.
This way it's not being served.
No, if it's absolutely awful, I can resort to my hip flash just to keep up appearances.
Actually, if you take a swig of it there, it's actually not bad. It's not bad at all.
Fair enough. It's mostly for appearances anyway.
Thomas Goodson actually does recognize you. He holds up a hand to you and invites you over to his table.
Go on over to him. We're looking a bit awkward because I look a bit awkward anyway when I do anything.
he's filling up a pipe as you walk over and lights it up, nods to you. What brings you out to the farmstead? Pull up a table there. You look uncomfortable.
Do you say?
The two people he was talking with at the table, he kind of nods at, and they nod at you politely, and they get up from the table and leave. So it's just you and Tom sitting at the table now.
Yeah, this isn't at all unsubtle.
Well, the last time you and your friends were around through here is a bit of trouble you helped us out with, and I keep tabs of things that go on in the city. He lights his pipe. He offers you some weed, if you happen to have a pipe of your own.
I refrain just because I don't happen to have a pipe of my own.
Alright.
So I'll take out one of the cigars that I would have taken from Ellard Island at one point.
Yeah, there you go. He seems to be very relaxed. If you guys want to give me some empathy rolls there, just to...
This should be what I'm good at.
Yeah, empathy. Give him some use to see. I'll give a base 4 roll and see how I do.
Can I help him out, seeing as I've got an 8?
Not really, unless you want to be, comparing notes across the table from the guy that you're actually trying to evaluate.
No, fair enough.
I see him as completely face value. I'm entirely face value.
All right. Good roll there. Tom looks a little wary, but he doesn't look like he's, anticipating trouble. He's got a very openness about him. So he hasn't really said much so far, but
he doesn't seem like one for guile.
Right. But he does look a little wary, as if he's expecting trouble.
Yeah, well.
He looks down at his wristwatch and says, let's see. By my reckoning, I got 45 after 10. And he's looking at you guys dressed, how you're dressed. I don't think this is so much a social call at this time.
No, it's just when we happen to be up and around and wanted to talk to someone and thought of you guys out here having fun.
Uh-huh.
You see, it's been a while since we've gotten together. There have been a few changes over in Metapole, as I'm sure you're aware of.
The current regime is a little stifling, so I'm sure you can appreciate.
Yeah, it doesn't change a lot for us. We're all guild-sanctioned farms out here. We don't have a lot of reason to go into the city much these days. Though, yeah, a few times that I've gone there to pick up a few things here and there, I noticed that... people are not quite happy. Some riots last time I was through. He knocks a dottle out of his pipe, says, I've been keeping up with the news some. I know the situation.
I'm not sure how much has been revealed. It depends which news source you read as to which side of the situation you find out about.
Well, there's only one news source that comes out of Metapole. He rolls his eyes at that.
Might see if there can't be another source sooner or later. No reason why not.
So, what brings a couple of wanted men to my table?
Well, we'll start off at least with that. We were just wondering about the Metapole population seems to have decreased a bit over the past few while. We noticed there's quite a few empty streets now. People... not so guild related seem to be disappearing, but we're wondering your situation is still doing pretty well.
Yeah, funny thing that. People have been leaving in droves, but food quantity that we've been asked to deliver each time has been increasing.
And you, Dill, does anyone here actually take the food in themselves, or does it come and get picked up?
No, we take it in. We got three times a week deliveries, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. They've been asking for a whole lot of meat lately. They didn't seem to care what we got it from. We've actually been supplemented with deer and some squirrel lately. They seem to be fine with that.
Where have these deliveries been made to?
Oh, same place as always. That big old campus there. Guild headquarters, as it were. They distribute all the food out to the city from there. They took up all our hog bellies. We used to have a fine spread of hog around here. They took every bit of them. Seemed to be their favorite. And they've been asking for more and more meat, seems like, each time. And, well, we've had to supplement a little, as I said.
Yeah, you wouldn't be expecting the humans to be eating the meat.
What was that, fella?
Not much of what is being sent to the city by your fine folk is actually reaching the people in need in the city. Most of it is apparently vanishing to help with some ulterior purpose. As in, you're sending a lot of meat in, and it's not getting to the hungry people.
Yeah.
So, a little interesting, that fact.
He relights his pipe. His nervousness level is gotten a little. He seems to be more nervous now than he was before, and keeping tabs of everything around you. There does seem to be a few people that are interested in your conversation. They're being discreet about that.
Are you sure you want to?
With a seek roll to read empathy, the sort of side of things was involved, and I got a 2 in that regard. So if it looks like he's suddenly sort of going, let's try and call someone over, I might pick up on that, but otherwise I'm probably not really doing it.
Are you sure you want to have a discussion here? I mean, it may be a matter of business where you have a private area you prefer to discuss such things.
Well, now, that is a problem. I'm sure you realize that you boys both have a price on your head, as it were, and I don't rightly know what you want with me here, and, well, I gotta say, not that I would, he's kind of waving his hand, not that I expect that you guys are up to anything hinky or gonna do me any harm, but I'd like you to get to the point, and if you would leave this place before you cause me too much problems. There's already some people starting to look.
How blunt should we be, Mr. Marshall?
I think for the sake of efficiency, we should just get on with it, as it were. I lead in and sort of speak a bit quieter if I can, though given Gavin probably would speak pretty quietly anyway. Mm-hmm. As has been telling you, there's some news that you haven't been hearing, and that at night, the streets are being patrolled by, shall we say, I don't know how to put it any other way than animals that have been, by some foul provision of science, have been adapted to fit the needs of evil intent. And those animals is what we're believing that your current strange food stocks are going to feed.
He looks a little taken aback at that. Huh. I thought that was just some urban legends going around. You seen these things?
We've caught these things.
they are, to be blunt, large gorillas that have been augmented by something, some sort of technology. There seem to be large gorillas from what we've seen.
Probably French technology in origins. I'm trying to put in a little bit of the social tension here.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone normally hates the French.
Yes. Well, the French are more well known for that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what I was wanting to find out about, is that what food sources are they using to feed their dissidents?
Well, if the people aren't getting fed, as you're saying, and I don't know rightly to the truth of that, although the riot seemed to speak in your favor of it, Something sure is eating all that meat that we're sending, and they don't seem to be all that picky about what it is they're eating.
So what time of day is delivery made?
Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We try to get to the gates 8 o'clock sharp. 8 a.m. sharp.
8 a.m. sharp. So probably so the food is... Just not sure if the food will be used for a morning first for a morning feast or not. Has there shown any concern if you've been late?
No, I hadn't been late.
What day is it at the moment, Bert?
Oh, we'll say that this is a Thursday evening.
Right. Well, there goes our entrance back into the city sorted out, for starters. Plots.
We don't want to put you in too much of an awkward position. I mean, obviously, we may already cause a few problems for you just being here. So,
as long as you boys aren't doing any threats around here, I think we'll be just fine. I mean, you realize I will have to report that you're here, but you know, us country folk, things take a little while.
Yeah.
Still owe you a favor there, Mr. Marshall, so I'm inclined to listen to y'all, but I don't know that there's a lot I can do for you other than offering this information.
If there was, say, some way of tainting the meat, tainting a little something so that it's just a bit more sleepiness than usual.
How sure are you boys that the populace isn't eating it? I don't want to be poisoning anybody.
We've just come from the city.
Yeah. If this was to happen, it wouldn't be happening to your Monday delivery, so we would have at least a whole weekend to sort this out if we decide to go this route. We are not. We are exploring options, you might say. But I definitely wanted to investigate this option. As one of many that we could use.
Well, we got a horde of animal tranquilizers. That's not a problem. And so you're telling me that my meat is going to feed these things in the sewers. So you're wanting to drug these things to what purpose?
We wish to find out what's going on in Metapol so that we can help those who need. Surely the state of the city cannot be unknown to you. It's... You said riots. That's not the Metapol that I came to see. I'm sure it's not the one you're used to seeing.
Thomas Dodson, did you say? Isn't that the name?
Goodson,
Mr. Goodson. Mr. Goodson, I'm going to trust you and be very blunt at this moment. How would you feel if, say, Mr. Hatfield was in charge as opposed to Mr. Deere?
I think we get to work a little less and drink a little more. That would be a bad thing, I suppose.
We're purely asking in the hypothetical, of course. But that may be a possibility situation that may arise sometime soon. Maybe with your very help. But we are not asking you to do anything at the moment, because we all love the current city as it is. Yes, of course we do.
I see. You boys are doing some intriguing then. Well, can't say as the current state of affairs is really affecting us too much, but we can see how it could if all these reports, the riots and such, kind of spread out, and hungry populace has got to go somewhere. It means they're going to be heading our way.
Yeah, and it's not just riots that are going on as well. The riots also mean there's a cover for other matters that we're also keen to stop.
Well, Mr. Marshall, I can't say that you got a trustworthy face there, but I know you got a good heart. You helped us out before. I'm willing to go a small pace out of my way to help you out.
We're not asking anything to you to do anything, is it? We've only just been asking information. As I said, an option. We may not need to exercise it at all.
Yeah, we don't want to put you in any form of danger.
That said, however, there is the small matter of us getting back into the city.
Oh, and, heck, that's easy. We got a delivery in the morning. You don't mind hiding in with the melons.
That won't be a problem for us, but I am wondering if we could ask you to not be so eager tomorrow to deliver it, and I'd be interested to see what their reaction is.
Huh. I suppose we can come out with a flat tire or some engine problems along the way.
Yeah, excellent. So we're not asking you to hold your delivery up or change it in any way, shape, or form, just merely delayed.
I reckon we can do that. You boys had any food tonight?
Not really, no. We are leading a rather hectic lifestyle at the moment.
If we've been eating Metapole fare, not the proper way of cooking food as you people do, not close to the home.
Yeah. With your empathy role, it does seem like he's relaxed a bit more around you. He says, well, I'll put you two boys up at my homestead tonight. And he stands up from the desk and says kind of louder addressing the room. And nobody here will give you any problems.
Thank you kindly. Take a sip of drink. Oh, smooth.
There all right.
Okay, I'm gonna slip back over to the guys in the sewer.
Can I just clarify that later on at night when we actually get a free moment, I'm gonna use my quantum radio to contact the others to tell them don't panic, we're safe.
Oh, how do they panic?
I don't want to come back to Metapole to find that the detective has murdered everybody.
Feel free to panic. We're safe.
But that would make our trouble on each if he's killed everyone by that point.
Right.
So, 30 gorillas.
We'll go back to Mr. Marlowe, who's about to confront the bums. We're about to throw down over a green bit of ham sandwich.
Yep. Yeah, I will.
Did you want me to go with you to them or just leave now?
No. You keep out of sight, keep back, and if things go hectic, then if they manage to take me down and they're super bums, then flee and go talk to Gavin and, you know, leave me for dead. And I'll.
Your orders.
I'll go up to the bombs and I'll make sure I make a little, I'll scare the ever living. I'll make a little bit of noise before so they know to look up in my direction and I don't give one a heart attack.
Alright. You make a little noise and both the bums go to pull out little pocket knives, and I do mean little pocket knives, and they both, kind of turn in your direction.
Don't mean you any harm.
And before you speak, one of them, you hear one of them yell out, "Ape!"
Nope. Don't mean you no harm. Don't expect those would do any good against an ape.
Yeah. Come out here to the light where we can see you.
All right. Hobo cooking.
Yeah, they've got a trash can that they've started a fire in.
Yeah. I'll come out. Don't mind the shower around my face. Follows me wherever I go.
Hey there, fella. You lost?
A little bit. Yeah. Well, actually, I was looking to get some information. These apes been taking over the sewers. And, well, I wanted to get a good map of the sewers.
Map? Ain't no map, really. And one of them looks the other. Yeah, there's some of us that know our way around pretty well, but no map to speak of.
Well, now, do those apes, those rat things, do those work with the apes, or what's going on with those?
Go ahead and give me a roll here for, you're trying to schmooze them a little bit.
I have Man for All Seasons. I use Deceit for Rapport.
Nice. Use that often.
Yep. I got a 5.
Oh, really good. Yeah, they take to you fairly well.
I'm just.
So, yeah. And them damn apes have been all over the place down here. They don't pay us too much mind if we stay out of the main tunnels.
Now, I describe the, Dare's, you know, pretty much the direction where Dare's mansion would be and where I came from, and, mm-hmm. you know, what about, going that way? Let's say I wanted to move that way. How could
both
I
of them, there? Both of them look a little frightened as you say that. I said, oh, no, sir, no, sir. We don't go down there. They listen out. They listen out. And he pointed us like, walls have ears down that direction. Mm.
Yeah, I saw that. All right. Well, all right. So just the main lines, that's where the apes are. Is that where the rat things are?
Ha ha. You ran into them little things, huh?
Yep. Scary little buggers.
Yeah. Their bite's worse than the bark, as it were. They move a little hard moving with all them extra limbs they got, but you don't want them to bite you. Poor Larry. And they both take off their hats. Yeah, infection just set in and lost a leg, and, well, one of them licks his lips and says, yeah, but damn, he was good eating.
Yep, he was. So you ate Larry.
I'm going to assume your role was also kind of empathy as well. He's like, nah, just pulling your leg, son. We ain't that bad down here. We don't get regular fed, but we get fed.
Right. Now, say I wanted one of you boys. So eight men move back and forth. I point towards where, you know, there's offices. Anything that lies over there that I need to be worrying about?
Well, that's kind of like the rest of the city there that you're pointing at, really. Like we said, if you stay out of the main tunnels, they leave you alone. Sometimes they'll come out and sniff around you. As long as you don't fright too much or try to run, they pretty much leave you alone. Had some people tell us they were patted down once in a while, and a few of them were ran out of the tunnels, but they didn't seem to hurt us too much. And if you don't get in their way, and you don't act like you're moving, he points his head in the direction towards theirs. As long as you're not moving down that way, they seem to be okay with us being down here. Scary looking bastards.
Yep. Alright, and they move from there to there, they move down the main lines, they scary looking. Are the rats only near down there? I point towards,
Nah, you'll find them all over these tunnels.
Right. And they showed up after the... They showed up after the eight men showed up?
Oh, hell no. They've been around for quite a while.
Oh.
Something in the sewage water down here seems to do something to the rats.
Alright. Well, that's unfortunate. Do you ever see any people down here or hear any strange noises? Like, you know, a railway where there is no railway?
Yeah, it's sewer, friend. It's all kinds of odd noises here. And as far as people, yeah, there's lots of us down here. A lot of us got kicked out of our homes. And some of us never had homes to begin with. It's warmer down here.
Not y'all, but other people. People dress well.
Down here, a sewer? Yeah. You talking three-piece suits down here? Nah, it's just more like us. Have-nots, as it will. Mm. You know, occupy the sewers and all.
Yeah. Well. Friend, I pass him $20. Say,
He holds it up to the firelight. Woo!
So forget that I was here. Might come back needing some help, some guides and whatnot. Well, are you,
I don't know that any of us would be willing to go down that direction, at least this time of night.
not that down. Now, are they only active at night?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, don't much see them during the day.
All right. Well, that's it for me, friend. Forget I was here.
Hey, fella, we gotta look at each other. You got a sandwich on you or something?
Sadly, no.
Ah, well. Huh. He looks like he's 24 lonely.
Yeah, you're 20. I pass him a 20 also. And
oh, no, not that we're, we think you're being unkind or anything, sir. It's just, he kind of pulls the $20 bill. The stuff ain't worth what it used to be. You know, food's being rationed out there, and, well.
Yeah,
food. Not that we're inconsiderate of this. This is helpful. We still got a few contacts that'll sell us some wine for this money, but.
Sadly, friend, food's being rationed for everybody.
All right.
If I had any, I wouldn't mind sharing it, but I didn't bring any food down here with me. If I come back later, I'll make sure to have something with me.
You need some help getting out? Sewer down that away. You can push down the tunnel.
Well, yeah.
Couple grates up, drop you right out at that new restaurant that opened up a few months ago.
Chef D's. What new restaurant? Is it D's?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I just get a general, like, how far away the microphones are, and
Well, they give you an idea of where they start. These guys haven't gone any further. You know, few times that they tried, they were scared off by the apes. But they tell you about when the microphones start. They're able to tell you that.
I try to get them to point me down where I could take a side tunnel and basically get to the same, not get to one of the mains, but get to, well, you know how there are main streets and then there are side streets, and you can get to someplace from the side streets that, you know, from the main streets. It just takes a little bit longer. I was wondering if I could get down that direction from one of these side streets.
Well, you got a bit of paper?
Got a bit of paper. All right.
Actually, do you show him the map, or do you just give him some paper?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he looks at your map, and he gives out the stub of a pencil and starts, like, amending your map. It says, oh, yeah, this stuff hadn't been here in years. He kind of marks through a bunch of passageways. And they extended this line out when they put that new underground train thing in, and you know, he draws you a few lines, and it looks like there are some side tunnels that you could kind of come up along the mansion area without having to go through the main areas. But he does say that these tunnels are a little cramped. They're smaller. Most of the main things couldn't fit down here, but they do still have them those listening devices. And you know, he marks off about where they start. It's like, my memory's not the greatest, but about this sewer grate here, he puts an X on it, and on this side over here, it's where I remember seeing them. They converse with each other a little bit, and they said, yeah, that's about right.
Thank you, fellas, and if I have any food, I'll bring you down some. All right, and I go off into the darkness, and let's take the guy with the glasses and go down to the side tunnel and see if we can see through it.
All right. So I assume that you know, you're able to find each other again easily enough. All right, so you're going to use the glasses, take a look.
Yeah, see if we can see through the wall and see if it's connected into the main.
They don't. They only connect into the main right where kind of where they start. And
no, not the base. I'm looking for the base. And see if the side tunnel. You know, like if I could just blow out the wall and then go, "Hi, I'm in the base."
No.
Okay.
They do diverge and they kind of go. There's an east and west tunnel on either side that will almost circle the mansion area. And at the far end, you can kind of come in from behind the mansion and kind of bypass the main sewer completely. But they are really tight passages.
I'm a really small guy.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, you can still walk down the passages. There's just not a lot of room, you know, outside of that. You certainly couldn't get two people side by side.
Right. But I want to, I mean, does this sidewalk does not connect in, you know, there's not the base on the other side of this wall, though.
No, no, there's quite a bit of rock between that passage and the base, or the main tunnel. Yeah. So they, what these lines were are they're running conduit, they're running gas, they're running some electric, they're running some of the telegram wires. Mm-hmm. And so the whole passage is built just big enough for a technician to be able to come down and work on those lines.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I'm familiar.
Yep.
All right, well, we'll have to go down the main during the day and see what we see. Let's go back, get what sleep we can. And
all right. And as you're heading back is when you'll get your call on your quantum radio. Panic! We're alive!
Excellent. Panic. We met some hobos. Blah.
Right. And let's start a new recording here. Let's go ahead and take a break as I do this.
All right. Be right back.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.
Hi, this is Ross Payton, one of the hosts of Role Playing Public Radio.
And I'm Tom Church, the other guy.
Yeah, we do a regularly updated podcast on RPGs. We do at least two episodes a month. We offer commentary, comedy, and actual play.
And occasional and inane stuff no one cares about, too.
Exactly. Our commentary, each episode focuses on a gaming topic, such as how to deal with large groups or horrible gamers, or how to make old games new and exciting again. Our comedy offers such stories as the Law and Orcdom, a fantasy D&D version of Law and Order, and our actual play does games such as Call of Cthulhu, the end of the world as we know it. So if you're interested in any of that, give us a try.
And if you're interested in inane stuff, give that a try too.
Yeah, Roleplaying Public Radio, slangdesign.com/RPPR.